Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bob Nation.
Let's go, baby. Big day.
You're amped.
I'm fired up.
I can tell. I'm kind of feeling it too.
Good. Let's go. Let's have a great show.
Let's have a great one. We're presented by Illegal Pete's, everyone's go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. Day 14 of practice today. One more left.
One more. And it is a spring game.
We're going to get into Dylan Edwards, the fallout from all that. Who's coming this weekend? Juju. Zay Weaver, the NFL draft, much, much more. Everything that happened at practice today as well. What's up?
Not much, man. I have two funny stories for one for you, one is for the people.
I think I already know what the one about me is for.
I know you know where it's going. Okay, so rewind to September.
Uh-huh.
I tell my then lovely girlfriend, Allie, we've been invited to a donor dinner,
yes,
with Coach Prime. And so, like, we need to go up to Boulder on Friday night,
uh-huh,
dress fancy, all that stuff. Well, that was all set up because then I just proposed.
Yeah.
Today,
uh-huh,
that actual thing happened in real life. So then I had to text her that and be like, I'm not going to, like, propose again. We actually got invited to a donor dinner with Coach Prime on Friday night. We need to, you know, be ready and dress up for that. So that was funny. Then I text my good buddy Jake and I say, hey dude, do you want to go to the primetime elite dinner on Friday night? A generous donor has invited us. Jake responds, sure.
Bro, I am at CU. I'm trying to get this stuff uploaded. I'm like in the ticket office. I'm like, damn, Neely hasn't texted me back yet. I tried calling him. I'm like, what do I do? So I walk up to Franklin Field, film a video by myself, and you're texting me this whole time. And I'm just like, yeah, sure. I'm in.
Insane response. Insane response. I could have gotten like a, oh, hell yeah. I could have gotten a LFG. I'm in. Just sure. That's all. Anyway, I mean, it's not even really offensive to me because I wasn't the one paying for the tickets. But, you know, we just got to work on this.
Well, you give me shit for it. And I go, I would absolutely love the opportunity to dine with Coach Prime and the Boulder Elites. Thank you for offering 6 exclamation points. Black heart, yellow heart, black heart, yellow heart, black heart, yellow heart,
gold
black
heart, heart. Gold heart.
Gold heart.
Yeah. And I said, we're going to learn you how to have some text etiquette one of these days.
We're just repeating the text conversation.
I can imagine like a girl texting you and being like, hey, you want to come over? And you're just saying, sure.
Oh my God, man. I did not watch practice today. But there's plenty to talk about from today. But first, Tuesday was a day.
Tuesday was a day.
Hopefully emotions have kind of calmed down a bit.
I think they have.
I think a lot of people have processed that Dylan's just not on the team anymore. Mm-hmm. We got to move forward.
Yep.
There's a lot with this. We'll just start with his comments. He did put out a tweet yesterday kind of saying his thanks to Buff Nation. He said, thank you, Colorado. Appreciate all the love and support. Very humbled and very thankful. Romans 8:31.
Yep. And I thought it was a classy way to go out. There's been a lot of, I mean, all across college football, you've got some people, like, everyone's doing it differently, right? Mm-hmm. Some people are entering the portal and, like, taking shots. We've obviously seen that here. Maybe Dylan eventually does, but so far, so good. And I guess I've got two major thoughts on this. I'll start, I guess, looking back a little bit. As the person who had declared themselves the number one Dylan Edwards guy, like, last week.
Yeah.
I am very bummed about Dylan. I told you guys that the other day. But I also think there's been a little bit of an overreaction
mm-hmm.
to the production that was actually lost. There is potential, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were most excited about with Dylan, was potential. I think Dylan was a major part in winning one game last year.
Yeah.
And then there was a big gap of nothing after that.
Till so Utah, again, basically.
Remember, I'm saying I was the highest on Dylan. So I was projecting really great things for Dylan Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we need to act like a major pillar of what they had here is now gone. I think it was a potential major pillar. And so the same take I had the other day, which is like, I don't know if this affects the actual win total.
Right, right.
Is kind of what I'm getting back to.
I mean, that's kind of what I tried to say on Tuesday too, when I was like, look, we still have Shador, we still have Travis, we still have all these wide receivers. Like, I don't know. I wasn't trying to be like insensitive in the moment, but that's the reality of it. Like, Dylan was a great piece, or potentially a great piece of this offense moving forward, but now you just gotta, they're bringing in more running backs. We'll get to Rashad Amos here in a bit too, but they're trying to have a true run game. And I think it plays into a lot of this too. Parker Thune of Rivals, he spoke to Dylan and he said, Dylan simply felt it was time for me to go and do my own thing. Georgia, Texas A&M, Louisville, Kansas State, UCLA, Washington, Stanford, Nebraska, and many others are in the conversation. Parker Thune also said, Dylan says he's looking for a school with solid quarterback play and a school that will use him as a true all-purpose back. And that has been a conversation point for months.
Yeah, first of all, I think some people took that as a shot at Shador. I really don't think that's
was. Yeah, that's not what he's saying.
I think it was the opposite of that, really. It's mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to go from having
exactly.
a great quarterback to a terrible
exactly.
one. Now, the all-purpose back stuff is interesting because all signs are pointing to, I think, the Buffs giving him a chance to do that. And maybe that's kind of the same thing as Shador. It's like, hey, I thought I was going to have that opportunity here. I don't want to go too deep into why someone leaves. But
well,
I
already did.
I think there's three main reasons why someone would do it in today's college football, and one stands way above the rest.
Mm-hmm.
One is you feel like you are better than where you are on the depth chart at your current place, and feel as though a school that didn't have so much talent at your position would be able to see you flourish more.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I think, is like the most reasonable, logical reason to enter the transfer portal. Two is you have some sort of issue with the coaching staff. They are not using you the way that you want to be used, or something along those lines. And three, and this is really, I'm saying it third, but it is number one by a long shot, is money.
Yep.
Money NIL. Talks. It mm-hmm. always has. Now it's just actually public. This has always been going on, but the combination of NIL money being the wild, wild west, and unlimited transfers for players now just means everyone's getting a bag thrown at them. And I saw like some CSU fan complaining today about a player, one of their players being tampered with by Syracuse. And I'm like, buddy, every player in the country that has an ounce of talent is being tampered with.
Yep.
Every single guy out there knows what their price is if they want to leave. And it's crazy.
I mean, Coach Prime literally told us you enter the portal with a plan.
Yeah. Everyone does.
What do you think that means?
Yep. And obviously you can't talk to coaches, but you can talk to players, and I assume you can talk to some NIL people.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So it's crazy out there. But the reasoning with the whole all-purpose back thing I think is interesting. If I'm being honest, I don't think Dylan is going to find that opportunity.
I don't think so either.
And I think, and again, I think he was going to get a bunch of touches, a bunch of carries at Colorado. Mm-hmm. I think he can get that somewhere else too. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's anyone that's going to look at Dylan Edwards as their workhorse.
Yeah, a lot of people talking about Avery Johnson in the comments. He had that tweet like right when Dylan entered the mm-hmm. portal of home. They played high school football together too. They're good friends.
But if Avery Johnson talked to Dylan Edwards before he entered the portal, that would make them an unserious program, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Dang.
Crazy, huh?
Guess he doesn't care about that.
No one cares about it. Funny how really? That one just slides under really? The radar, huh?
Really? That, yeah, that does. All right, you want to get to where he might go?
Well, I think he's going to somewhere like Texas A&M or Ole Miss.
Okay.
Because of your reason number three. Okay.
All right. I don't know where he's going to go, but I can tell you where I want him to go.
Go ahead, man.
I want him to go to Nebraska. I want him to go to Nebraska because I am here for the fucking chaos. That is what I want. I imagine the motion that it would give the rivalry.
Yeah.
Imagine how much extra fired up everyone would be.
Yeah.
That's just how I am. It would be the most chaotic thing that could possibly happen, so I'm in for it. It would make people hate him, but that's what college football and sports is all about, is hating people irrationally because sure. they don't play for the team that you like. They play for right. the team you don't like.
Right.
It would be a lot of fun, I think, if Dylan Edwards went to Nebraska. I think he ends up going to K-State.
You're not wrong. We have the Omari Miller factor too on our side too, so it'd be an interesting contrast if that were to happen.
Yeah, I mean this rivalry has already gained so much momentum in the last year. I think with the newer section of the fan base, obviously for longtime CU fans, this has always been their number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the CSU rivalry is actually means more now to the new fans than it does to the older
Probably,
fans.
Yes.
And altogether, I think Dylan Edwards going to Nebraska would put this thing on 10 and just have it be that much more fun.
He did visit there when he was a recruit, had pretty good words to say about going down there somehow. We'll see if he ends up there. I think he goes somewhere that's going to throw him a bag, an NIL bag. Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Georgia, those schools. I guess Nebraska might be in there too.
Yeah. What do you think about solid quarterback play, though, with Nebraska?
I mean, they have the greatest quarterback of all time right now, apparently. So,
true freshman quarterback is scary.
All right, let's get into who's coming. There's a lot going on this weekend. And we are going to have transfers and blue chip recruits.
Really quick. The guy who transferred from USC to UCLA back to USC.
Kyle Ford.
That's insane.
That is insane.
I don't think that should even be allowed.
There's no rules anymore, bro.
I'm just saying, like, how could they welcome him with open arms?
Because Lincoln Riley knows that he has to have a big year.
Is he a dog?
He was pretty good 2 years ago, yeah.
What about last year?
I mean, you saw it. Colin Schley, Dante Moore, and whatever the hell the other guy's name was, they didn't have a quarterback.
Wait, so, but he's a running back, isn't he?
No, he's a wide receiver.
Oh, wide receiver, okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. Like, Lawson Lovering wants to transfer back to Colorado?
Hell no.
No thanks, buddy. We're good.
What if Dylan wants to transfer back next year?
If he went to Nebraska?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Kyle Ford, 2022. I mean, he had an okay year.
I will guess. Give him credit because the little, you know how like Hayes Fawcett always wants to put like a little quote
yeah.
with his graphics? His quote was, "My bad, y'all, I was tripping."
Yeah.
It's usually like, "Sco Buffs, we coming."
Yeah, can't wait to get to work.
Yeah. Buff Nation.
Oh, man.
Sorry, y'all. I was tripping. That's good.
All right. Recruits or transfers first? Transfers, I guess.
Yeah, let's do it.
So this one came down this morning. Former Michigan State defensive lineman Derek Harmon is going to be visiting Boulder for Colorado spring game. Played in all 12 games last year, 40 total tackles, 3.5 TFLs, 1.5 sacks. And I'm pretty sure he's one of the top rated defensive linemen in the portal. And he's listed at 6'5", 330.
All right. Sign me up. What is he ranked in the portal right now?
Give me a minute here.
Okay.
And then if y'all have been on Twitter and you've seen Pastor Smith.
Oh yeah.
Talking a few guys up. It's for a reason. They're coming too. This is for Colton Hood. Colton Hood was the 2023 four-star recruit. He was at Auburn last year, played in 4 games. So still has a red shirt. He's coming. And his younger brother, Brandon Hood, who's a 2024 three-star running back, will also be here this weekend.
You know what I'm going to say?
What's that?
Family business.
That is true.
It's family business. There's no better place if you are all about family, which I've heard that these two want to play together, and that they're kind of a package deal, than to come to Colorado.
Let's make it happen. So Derek Harmon is ready to four-star transfer, 100th overall player, 9th overall D-line right now. This does factor in the winter portal, too. 247's transfer rankings. Let's stick with running back. Rashad Amos.
Mm-hmm.
He is already here. He's posted pictures of the campus this morning. Former Miami, Ohio, and South Carolina running back. Had a great season last year for the Redhawks. He is the second running back to visit.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to me just that you lose Dylan Edwards, who is a very specific type of back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of makes a comment about wanting to be an all-purpose back. And the Buffs don't go into the portal looking for a Dylan Edwards replacement. They go into the portal just looking for another back that looks like what Coach Prime loves.
Yes, exactly.
I don't necessarily think that's a coincidence. I think that Coach Prime loved Dylan and was going to find a way to get him involved on the field no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But that there was a little bit of a gap between the style that Dylan obviously plays and the style that Coach Prime wants from his running backs, which is fine. But I do think it's interesting that they're not like, oh, we got to go get our speed.
Right. Yeah.
You know, speed back. Scat back type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now maybe it is because they think that Cam Michael can come in and play that really well, or they like Draylon Miller playing a similar yet different role. But I just think to see the running backs that they've gone after, every other running back they've gone after, not named Dylan Edwards, has been the stocky bowling ball type.
I mean, they lost Savion Wilkerson. They're gonna have to replace him too.
Yep.
So
I guess Alto is a little different.
I mean, he's just a little taller.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute since we talked about this guy, former Arkansas offensive tackle Andrew Chambly is still scheduled to visit Colorado this weekend for the spring game. There is the TCU guy, Dominic Williams, I think he canceled, so he's not coming. I mean, that one was pretty apparent. It was going to be an NIL thing. So, and then on to recruits. This morning, 2025 running back Jeremiah Seaton. Talking about any family relation? Business. Younger brother.
All right. Did you put that in your tweet?
I didn't. Again, I was trying to do a lot this morning. I saw it happen. I just got the tweet out.
Dang, man. I trusted you because I saw your tweet and I was like, if this was his brother, Jake would have tweeted it.
Well, I went on his 247 page, and they usually have, like, the blurb, you know, like, relations or whatever under there. And I just went there real quick, didn't see it, and I was like, all right, better safe than sorry at this one. So.
Okay, smart.
Do you know who his head coach is? Did you read the tweet?
I read the rest of your tweet. And so, yes, I know that his head coach is Olandis Gary. Part of, like, I was a big Orlandis Gary fan, and he's one of the names that you always just name when you're just like, man, Mike Shanahan. He was just pumping out running backs. So you're just like, Mike Shanahan, or Mike Anderson,
Tatum Bell, Gary,
Ruben Drone.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Tatum Bell.
Clinton Portis.
There was a guy that they got from ASU. His name was Ryan Terrain.
Yeah.
He had like 140 and two TDs in his first game, then got hurt.
Yep.
And then it was just like, bring in the next guy. And it was... oh, God. What was the guy from Arizona? Maybe Arizona? I don't know. They put in another guy. It's like Lance Ball, but a different guy. And like, it was just every week they're just putting out some other running back. But Orlandis Gary had a nice little run in there.
Yeah, he did. He had a 1,000-yard season, too, I think.
Yeah.
2026 four-star cornerback Dorian Barney will also be here for the spring game. 32nd overall player and third overall cornerback in the class. Pretty much a fringe five-star at this point. You guys should have seen some on Twitter and Instagram, some 2026 guys have gotten their fifth star. They kind of released their top three prospects earlier. Byron Lewis, we talked about him earlier in the week too. He's coming here for like a 5-day visit. He'll be here for the spring game. Christian Thatcher, that's a 2025 four-star linebacker, or that was actually last weekend. Sorry. That's when he visited. I think it's just this list now. So 2025 four-star guard Javon McFadden or Javon McFadden. This is Seton's guy.
Okay.
His friend. 2025 four-star offensive tackle Nick Brooks will also be here. 2025 four-star defensive tackle Jarquez Carter. 2025 four-star edge Javion Hilson. And then 2025 five-star offensive tackle Michael Fasusi. He just canceled a visit with Oklahoma. But it seems like we're still on for Colorado this weekend. 2025 wide receiver Miles Kendrick will also be in town. I will put together a list tonight of everyone who will be visiting. It'll be published late tonight or tomorrow morning. Yep.
So someone said this in the comments. Sorry, I got a little distracted here because I'm trying to look this up. I'm like, am I missing something here? Because I did see his video about it. So someone said Amos is a fumble machine.
Oh, man. Yeah, he deleted the tweet, but he put it. Are you talking about?
So if you look on his ESPN page, it says he has zero career fumbles, which I know isn't true because I saw his video. He was like, hey, I fumbled twice in this game. Give me a break. And it was like a absolute
It was a downpour. Hurricane. Deluge. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I thought I saw someone else say he has three career fumbles and two of them came in that game. So I'm trying to find the correct information here, but I have no idea what it is. Even if it was three career fumbles, that's not a lot.
Check Fox Sports. They actually track that stuff in their stats.
Okay. I'm here.
You on it?
Yeah, but I don't see it.
That's been the only place I've ever really been able to find, fumble info.
This is he had four fumbles in that game.
I mean, 4-3-2. I don't care. Did you see that game?
Okay, so he lost two in that game, but he did fumble it four times. One other fumble in the season. I want to see what the rest of these
are. All right. RK's taking his time.
Sorry. All right.
That's what Mike's saying.
I got one more season to go through here.
Yeah, Paisley saying it was a bowl game downpour, but he was fire that game.
So with the four in that game, he, I believe, has seven career fumbles.
It's fine.
So I guess it was a mix of everything there. Three other fumbles on top of the one. But yeah, he had four fumbles in that game while running for 180 yards and two touchdowns. What a game. Reminds me of the Eric Bieniemy game against Nebraska in the rain.
It's going to be Saturday, too. We're going to have another rain legacy.
What is going on, man? I thought we were going to get good weather.
It is so depressing when you go to like the weather app and you look at it, and it's literally like Saturday, Sunday, rainy.
Every day.
And then it's like 72, 66, 70, 70, 68.
45 and rain.
Today was beautiful, 70, like partly clouder. Are partly cloudy.
Yep. It's a bummer, but I always say don't trust the forecast until we're 12 hours out.
Yep.
So you never know when that storm might get moved back one day to Sunday.
Hopefully. Tell people about your wonderful Toyota.
Love my Toyota. Didn't actually drive it to work today. Allie took the car. I took the scooter. But if Toyota made scooters, I would buy that too.
Hell yeah.
They're the best, honestly. These cars are so reliable. Never had an issue with mine. Love all the features. Love the customer service that they provide at all of their Front Range Toyota stores. They're amazing. Actually, this was long before our partnership.
Mm-hmm.
But when we originally leased our car, then we went to buy it. And while we were sitting at, like, you know, those little tables where you sign all the paperwork and everything.
Yeah.
The guy who was doing our deal comes back and he goes, "All right, this is going to be a weird question, but, like, do you guys work for a place called DNVR?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, man, there's a couple guys in the back who are huge fans. Like, is it okay if they come meet you?"
Let's
like,
go.
So, you know that Toyota's been down for a while. But shout out to them. Great products. I'll be driving Toyotas forever.
Visit your Front Range Toyota... I don't have it pulled up. Jake. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores at a location near you. AutoNation Toyota, Arapahoe and Centennial. Corwin Toyota in Boulder. Groove Toyota in Littleton. Mountain States Toyota in Denver. Stevenson Toyota in East in Aurora. And Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. Toyota is a proud partner of CU Athletics and the official vehicle of DNVR.
And also shout out to the homies at Bet365. They're just the best, man. They got their early money line payouts. They gave me like 3 free bonus bets over the weekend. I don't know what I did to earn those, but thank you so much, Bet365. I love you.
Shout out.
Those early money line payouts are clutch. It's 3 for NHL.
Oh, that's good.
5 for baseball, and then 20 for the NBA. And then it was 21 for the NFL and college football during football season last year. So make your money line parlays and bet at Bet365. You must be 21 or older and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, let's get to day 14 of practice. We got Jimmy and Pat Shurmur on the podium today. Terrell Owens is back at practice.
Dude, every Buffs practice reminds me of like Madden 2002, me turning off the ability for the computer to shut down trades and the team that I like, the super team that I would have built.
Yep.
It's like Coach Prime, Warren Sapp, T.O., Chad Johnson. It's insane.
Yeah, it's wild to me. I'm like pulling out of the parking garage and T.O. is just like walking across the street in front of me. And it's just like, oh, yeah, just another day in Boulder at this point.
like somewhere probably like within a half mile of you, Lil Wayne is there.
Yes.
Boosie, like, it's just crazy.
It's insane. Let's get to the Jimmy clips. This first one is about the competition, right?
Is that the one you want first? Yeah.
Yeah, so he was asked about LaJonte Western, just the competition in the wide receiver room.
In life, I'm motivated, you know, so like, that just more motivation, you know, but it ain't no like hatred or nothing in our receiver room, because at the end of the day, we're a team, you know, and I got a good chemistry with some of the players that already came in, so it's just competition at the end of the day, you know.
Is that competition fueling, though? Like, when you're out there and you see LaJonte make plays or whatever, does that kind of make you say, all right, I got to go make a play now?
Yeah, but like, if the play come my way, I just got to make it, you know. So I really don't look at it as like, okay, if he make it, I got to make a play. If he make it, I'm finna run over and go congratulate him. So if my play do come, then it just go be reciprocated, vice versa.
I mean, that's just Jimmy. It's always been Jimmy. He doesn't need anything else to motivate him.
Nah, man. I love Jimmy. I love when they put him on the podium. He's one of one.
He is.
And I must mention that liking LaJonte Wester has nothing to do with not liking Jimmy Horn, because there's going to be plenty of passes to go around.
Neely said he was balling out on Tuesday when we were out there too. Next question is about Zay. The NFL draft is today.
Yes.
I seriously doubt we hear Zay Weaver's name today.
Yep.
But tomorrow and Saturday, we are on high alert.
Agreed.
This is what Jimmy had to say.
Man, I pray before I get hit shot, man. So, I don't know what I'm getting through it all. So, I pray you get that opportunity and that shot. Well, whichever team you get in players, eight, man, they gonna get a good one.
Do you feel?
Yes. The last this entire week.
Okay.
I've been doing my best, bro.
Hey, your best is good enough for me.
Thank you.
More than good enough.
Thank you. Pat Shurmur was up next. I'm sorry, Alyssa. I can't remember what I told you. What's the first one?
Replacing pieces.
Oh, yeah. So he was asked about, you know, the direction of this offense now with, obviously, Dylan, Alto gone, a few pieces have gone, and basically where do they go from here?
So I look at it as an exercise. So the way I looked at it and we've always done is, you know, you got to fight with the army you have. So all of a sudden you don't have those pieces. So as you plan the next practice, if you don't have tight ends, you know, we're really kind of a 10 operation, which is a lot of fun because rosters don't afford it in the college, in the pro level. You know, when you only have five wideouts on the roster, it's hard to be in 10. I love it. And it's a way to move the ball and score more points, right? Keep the field spread with athletes. But I like to be in 11 and 12 too, or 21. So what we try to do then is, okay, we look every morning or every evening, we say, okay, what's available tomorrow? All right. So our most recent example is we had one healthy running back for yesterday's practice. So that's, I said, okay, that's fine. Let's go 10 with the fifth wideout. All right, then you run plays. That's really cool how that works, right? And then, because it could happen in the game, right? I mean, we could be counting on a guy, he runs down on the first kickoff and has an injury, and now you're like, okay, now we got to change gears. So the way I look at it, and we have a lot of call periods, is it's a way to train your brain to kind of move and get to the next thing. I got to just say, generally speaking, being involved, this has really freshened up my approach. Over the years, you know, you do what you do for so long. Being here in college and being with these young athletes has really freshened me up, and that's part of it.
So first, that end part, mm-hmm. I think that's pretty apparent that Pat is really excited about this opportunity. But also, it's something that we mentioned on Tuesday's show when we were talking about Dylan and the portal and everything. They had no running backs on Tuesday. They had one. I think it was Christian Sarum, the walk-on. So they were just, they had Jimmy back there if you were watching well off. They were running out of the gun and empty a lot.
Yep.
I don't know how Saturday is going to look at this point.
Yeah, and it doesn't really matter in terms of a spring game, what they have out there. But I loved the approach of this could happen in a game.
Mm-hmm.
I love that we get to practice it. You know, it's funny because Pat Shurmur doesn't seem all that exciting on the podium there. That's about 10 times more exciting than he was when he was
great
OC
today,
the
man.
Yeah, I mean,
he was awesome.
He's definitely stepped it up from an energy perspective. I like his perspective when it comes to, you know, adjusting to these portal things. It'd be nice if you could just have Dallin Hayden, you know, right away.
Yeah.
But that's not how it works. So you're going to lose people early in the portal. It's going to take a while to actually get those people on campus that you replace them with. But it doesn't matter for the spring game, to be completely honest. If they have to go five wide for most of the spring game, fine. But either way, I love the approach of this could happen in a game. We got to be ready for it. Who's our emergency running back? You know, the same reason you need to know who your emergency punter is. Like, it's just good stuff. You can throw Jimmy Horn back there. Heck, we had him on at the Super Bowl. Mike Pritchard was a first round pick at wide receiver. And in the first game of the season, due to injuries, had to be the running back for Colorado in the year that they won the national championship. And this man went for like 250 yards.
This is Kentucky's done this a lot with Wandale Robinson and Lynn Bowden.
I'm so glad you remember that name.
Lynn Bowden Jr., of course. They faced injuries at the running back position, and they just found some wide receivers, and they were like, okay, you are great with the ball in your hands. You're going to play running back now. Figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about manufacturing touches for game-changing players.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to do it is just to hand the ball to him.
Heck, you
could actually take it up one notch, go Wildcat, and just snap it directly to him.
Right.
I mean, the amount of times Colorado did that when they had Laviska Shenault was kind of crazy, but it just made sense. Third and one, why not give it to the most powerful, strong, talented player on your team?
Mm-hmm.
So you always got to be ready for these types of situations, and sometimes you might uncover something that, you know,
Definitely.
You might not have otherwise known if you didn't try it.
Next is Charlie. So I asked Pat Shurmur what he's seen from Charlie Offord all this offseason.
Charlie is terrific. I have a huge amount of respect for Charlie. I think as a play caller, or really anybody on a football squad, you want dudes out there that you can trust. And Charlie's one of those guys. If you hand him the ball, he makes yards. He understands who to block in protection. When you throw it to him, he catches it. He finds a way to always get positive yardage. We were talking about it today. If you want to be a three-down back, you have to be trustworthy, and you got to be able to do three things, and that's run the ball, pass protect, and catch. And Charlie's displayed the ability to do that. And he's also a really likable guy, you know. So he's one of those guys that's easy to root for. Although we don't have favorites on our team, you know, you root for a guy like Charlie.
He's playing.
He should.
He's playing.
He should play. Also, a lot of people have asked us about having Charlie on the show. I don't know if that's Charlie's thing.
Again, we've had him on at Media Day. There's a video out there. Go look it up. But we can try again.
Well, I would love to have Charlie on. I just don't know if it's necessarily what he wants, which I respect. But the dude, he's just your classic nose to the grindstone, put the work in, do what the coaches say type of guy, and the coaches can't help but, you know, start to like a guy like that.
Yep. He did get the three down back label from coach too. So I think that, you know, we talk a lot about replacing Dylan right now. I think a lot of that might just be throwing Charlie.
And we mentioned this, you know, I try to mention this every time we talk about Charlie, but like, this isn't just like let's see what happens if he potentially gets into a game and hope something good happens. He's played in Power 5 football,
yes,
and it was good when he did.
He was one of CU's best players in 2022. Yeah. No joke, as a true freshman.
Yeah.
Is the center thing? Yes. So Coach Shurmur was asked about the offensive line, and he basically said who the starting center was.
Yeah, no, it's good. They're growing. They're getting better. As you know, it's a whole new crew, except for a couple of guys. Like Hank's in there, right, playing center. And no, they've done well. I mean, they're coming together. A lot going on for them, right? We brought in about six new guys, but they've got a very mature approach to development. They got a terrific line coach and assistant line coaches to work with. They understand the importance of running the ball and protecting the passer. And we feel like their progress has been really good. And that's the key with an O-line group. So if we can keep them all together, probably add a couple more guys. I guess that's the nature of things. But I really like where we're at going forward. There's a heck of a lot left to do, a lot of work. We're not near where we need to be, but I would say we're on the right track.
There you go.
So Hank Zielinskis.
A lot of times we get told not to sleep on people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes maybe we are. A lot of times we aren't. But this is one that we said don't sleep on.
Mm-hmm.
Hank Zielinskis, and it had everything to do with just how he played when thrust into the lineup last year. And I came away, especially from the CSU game, being like, dang, that was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Hank. He's putting the work in and getting rewarded for it.
Definitely. Like I said, Tio was there. That's about all I can tell you. I haven't watched Will Off or the pregame show or anything yet. So
I didn't make it to this part, but I just got a notification on this about the Coach Prime All the Smoke interview.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently in there, he said that he will be in Boulder for 5 to 10 years.
Okay.
So that's a big commitment.
Crazy that you lose your job after this year, though.
I'm going to be searching for work, but Coach Prime won't be.
Mm. At least Coach Prime's okay.
Yes.
All right. Shout out to Coors Light. It is time to chill today. Today's one of the best days of the year, by the way.
You're a big NFL draft guy.
I love the NFL draft more than anything, almost. I'd put today right up there with the Super Bowl. I'm not even joking.
That's insane.
I'm not even joking.
But I love that. I love it. I love that for you. I am going to be at our Breck draft party,
mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to hope that the draft moves pretty quickly. And I'm going to hope that the Broncos pick. And then I can hop on and react and then get the hell out of there so I can come watch Nuggets Lakers at the bar here.
There you go. I will say, if the Broncos do draft Bo Nix tonight, I will be hounding Coors Lights.
Wow.
Because I'm going to have to chill.
You're not going
to
be pounding Coors Lights.
I'm
going
to have to chill. Well, I'll find a way. I'll find a way. Come to the DMVR bar. If you're not going to the Breck Farmhouse tonight, we've got Nuggets, Lakers. We got Coors Light on draft and in bottles as well. Make the most out of the times you choose to chill. Choose Coors Light. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DMVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Also, shout out to Circle K. Still crossing our fingers that the vacant space across the street from the bar, which used to be a convenience store and now isn't, which is quite inconvenient, will turn into a Circle K. We are pulling for that to be a Circle K.
Yes.
But there's definitely a Circle K by you wherever you are, and you can get a free any size Polar Pop. I don't know why you wouldn't just get the biggest one. By texting DNVR to 31310. That's DNVR to the number 31310. Message and data rates may apply. Periodic recurring messages per month. Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com. Sign up with the QR code on the screen or visit CircleK.com/innercircle for more information.
A few more things to get to before we head out for today. Let's start with Juju.
Can I get your list? Take Caleb Williams out. Top five quarterbacks. Go.
J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., Drake May. Jaden Daniels, Drake May.
You left someone out. Oh, you didn't even say Bo Nix.
Yeah, of course. I don't want him.
I also don't want Bo Nix. But as I said, this is where you and I are different. You'll be like beside yourself if that happens. I will just immediately go to work talking myself into why I like Bo Nix.
I can't do it, bro. I know what's going to happen, man, if they do draft him.
Like, I already know what I would say as my reaction on the show.
I might have to walk off the show if I'm on the set when that pick happens.
I believe you. Your approach to Broncos fandom versus how you've approached being a fan of this Buffs team is so different.
Because the Broncos are like my life.
I know. I just love it. I think it's funny.
I'm not gonna get into it.
All right,
Juju Lewis. Do you want to start here with Juju?
Yes. USC is panicking.
What's going on in Southern California?
The second that you have to start negatively recruiting means you are deeply, deeply insecure about where you stand with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is incredibly clear to me because I don't think like North Carolina is hitting up Juju Lewis telling him, did you see who transferred out of Colorado? That's coming from USC.
Definitely.
It's coming from USC, the team that has had his commitment for however long now and feels all of this momentum shifting towards Colorado. And I cannot stress enough how insecure you have to be about where you stand with someone to start talking about someone else. And talking about another school in your communications with them. If you are, why would you put Colorado into his mind if you're trying to recruit him to USC?
It just shows how insecure you are.
That's what I mean. It's like, talk about who's transferring into USC.
Right, yeah.
Not who's transferring out of Colorado.
Yes.
That's just mind-boggling to me. But I love it. I love it because it's a bad look for USC.
Uh-huh.
And if I was a player, I would be like, why are you talking so much about Colorado?
Yeah.
And it would make me more interested in Colorado, more drawn towards them. I think that negative recruiting, it might work on some people, but I think on the whole, most people don't want to hear that.
I think what it should do is it should perk up your ears and realize, why are they so scared of this other school?
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe that's the school I need to go talk to.
Yep. This might be going too deep with it, but maybe I have more personal connection to this because I won't go into the details of this, but my biological dad, who sucks, used to always negatively recruit against my mom,
mm-hmm.
if you understand.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom never said a word, and I always respected that.
Yep. So this quote is from Steve Wiltfong of On3. Great nuggets in here from this article from him today. But this is, who is this, his dad with this quote? It just says TC.
I think that is his dad.
Yeah, Lewis's father, TC. Here's the quote. What's interesting in general, we get spammed. Every time someone transfers, people are reaching out to me. There's another one. I think people don't understand the amount of pressure Coach is under this year. It's his last ride with Shador, Travis, and Shiloh. The motivation is to add to the roster with guys that help immediately. But if you look deeper, the guys they're bringing in are multiple-year guys. They're building for the present and future while they're doing it. TC's paying attention.
Yeah, let's go. Let's
Shout
go.
Out TC. He's paying attention. Guy.
He's going to be a friend of the program soon.
Yes, sir.
I love the idea that, like, with all due respect to this player, like, J.J. Hawkins transfers from Colorado and someone at USC is texting Julian Lewis's dad, like, did you see this one?
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on?
Right. Yeah, he's throwing out Cameron Warchuck, the long snapper.
Yeah, he's like,
see,
hey,
this one, bro?
They can't even keep the long snapper in Boulder. What's going on over there?
Oh, it's hilarious. The buff towel made an appearance again, too, on his Instagram.
Yes. And then he said, like, I just like towels. If he likes towels so much, why isn't USC sending him in?
Yep.
Shout out Darius in the comments.
What's up, Darius? Reggie Bush, the NFL draft, or Amari Miller? Where do you want to go here?
Let's go Amarian.
Amarian Miller. So I put this out today on the site, ddnvr.com. I spoke to his head football coach from North Cato, C-A-D-D-O.
Ooh, I would say Cato.
Okay. North Cato High School, about Amarian and just his development, really. Go check out the whole thing again on ddnvr.com. Here's a few quotes, though. I asked him when's the first time he saw Amarian play football. He said, I saw him play in middle school. He was the quarterback for the junior high team. I remember talking with him going into his freshman year. There was never a guarantee that he was even going to play football. Basketball was always his first love. And now he's a wide receiver.
And they had him at quarterback. Mm-hmm. Imagine just direct snaps to O.
Yeah. I asked him about Omari Miller's play style. He said he just glides in and out of his routes and cuts, and then he goes up above everyone else, and before you know it, he's 2 feet above the next guy, easily making the catch. It's just what he does. Playing wide receiver just comes so naturally to him. I think the spatial skills and high point skills that he has come from his younger days on the basketball court. He just has a feel for how to gain position on defensive backs.
I really hope we get to see him, Will Shepard, and then, you know, I'm going to say it, Travis Hunter, just go beat people on jump balls this year. Too much talent, jumping ability, and high-pointing ability to not just give him a chance.
Anytime we have a second and short or first down from around midfield, 40, 30-yard line, other side, why are we not throwing deep?
Yeah.
That's what we should be doing.
With the Broncos, I used to call that the Sutton rule when before his injury. It's like, yeah. Just if you look over, he's got single coverage and you're inside the 50, just throw it to the end zone.
I asked Coach about Coach Kavanaugh about his commitment and his recruitment in high school because he was committed to Nebraska, then flipped to Colorado, was also committed to LSU at one point. He said, I know his recruitment might seem complicated to an outsider, but it wasn't all that. Before his junior year, he committed to LSU and Coach Orgeron. During that time, he built a strong relationship with Mickey Joseph. Then Orgeron was let go. When Mickey ended up as the interim head coach at Nebraska, I think that's somewhere O felt comfortable. Coach Joseph was let go about the same time that Coach Prime took over at Colorado. It just fell into place almost perfectly. I think almost everybody in his corner agreed that Colorado might be the perfect place for him.
Love it. And I loved what Shador said about him when he was talking, what was that, last week? Mm-hmm. When he said, hey, man, O could have transferred damn near anywhere in the country and been guaranteed to be the number one wide receiver, but he's still here sticking it out.
Yep.
And it was funny that he had – so the whole Dylan Edwards thing, not to circle back to it, but just the way that kind of the news matriculated itself out the night before and people started finding out, and then, like, it became clear that something was going to happen. So all the players were tweeting, and then, like, O tweeted something. I actually forget what it was. But then people – thought that meant it was him.
Right.
Because everyone's trying to figure it out. They're like, is it Seton? And then he tweets, they're like, oh, is it Omarion Miller? But he was actually tweeting kind of the opposite.
He said one of one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And then someone was like, oh God, he's transferring. And he was like, nah.
Yeah. And then he said, nah, stop all that.
Yep.
Reggie Bush got his Heisman Trophy back. The world is moving never in the
lost
right direction.
For the record, never lost it, in my opinion.
Of course. But
you can't just take something away from someone that they already won.
He gets to have it in his hands now again.
Yeah, great news. To me, for what he meant to college football during like such a formative time in my life, when I think of the Heisman Trophy, I think of Reggie Bush.
Yes.
And maybe they actually gave him like more momentum on that by taking it away from him and how silly all that was. But to me, like that season, I'll never forget the cutback run against Fresno State. Mm-hmm. Like, and that was a close game too. You think USC that year against Fresno State should have been a blowout, but like it was an important run in a close game. I thought he was going to be like the greatest player ever, to be honest, because of how great that season was.
Yep. And then the NFL draft, we've already mentioned a few times, it is tonight. Probably not our night tonight, but tomorrow, Zay Weaver, Jordan Dominick, Kavassie Smoke, Roderick Ward, Leonard Payne, Juju Mitchell. Who else am I missing? There's a few of them.
Yeah.
But it's
Zay first.
Definitely.
And then we'll cross our fingers for anyone else.
Who do you think's we think Zay's getting drafted.
Yes.
Who's the next player most likely to get drafted?
JD.
Okay.
That tape of him putting up, 8.5 sacks in the SEC will get him drafted, I think.
I'm going to go Rod Ward.
Love that. Love that.
And that's all I got today.
All right. Let's talk to the people.
Let's talk to the people.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
We got a lot of rumors flying around in the comments these days.
It's crazy, huh?
David said, did y'all see Dylan getting $2 million for Nebraska? And he's going to Nebraska. We'll see what happens. I don't know about all that, but like I said, I hope he goes to Nebraska. I will say that going all the way back to the end of last season, I had heard that Dylan was getting some crazy numbers thrown at him.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, every single team is tampering the transfer portal and every player knows what they're worth if they do enter the transfer portal. And so I think I even said it on the show. Like I was like, there's people getting offered more than NFL players like getting paid at their position. And what I was saying was some of the numbers I heard were being thrown out at Dylan Edwards.
Yep.
So, and the crazy thing is, they have no obligation to actually follow through on that.
Oh, definitely.
You could tell a guy you're going to pay him $2 million, get him to enter the transfer portal, get him to come to your school, and then be like, okay, so it's kind of like a payment plan.
So
it's
what's
like
happening here is
they're like, look, I got a checking account and a savings account, and I don't have all of the $2 million right now, but Just give me a few days.
You know, Bitcoin really took a dive in the last few days. So.
Like, if you could actually front me 500, I could go buy some stuff and then sell it and then bring you back some money.
Again, if he ends up at a place like Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Georgia, Nebraska, I think that says enough about it right there. If he ends up at somewhere like UCLA, Kansas, K-State.
There's no way he could go to Georgia saying what he wants, right?
Bro, I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
I mean, I wouldn't blame anyone for wanting to go to Georgia.
Sure. Probably pick up a natty this year.
You're not going to be every down, all-purpose back in the SEC.
And all Georgia does is basically run by committee.
Yep.
Even when they had Nick Chubb, it was Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, and then I think they had someone else in there too.
Yep.
DeAndre Swift, he was getting carries as a true freshman then. So.
Yeah, exactly. Joseph.
Is the Pac-12 Network still on Fubo TV? Last I checked, it is, yes.
A lot of people asking about something in the comments. I just want to say this. We're not going to punch down on any other shows that want to use us for views.
Yeah, we don't talk about other people. We do our job.
There you go. But I am. They almost got me because I'm in the mood today.
Oh, I feel it too, brother. Trust me.
No, we're not punching down today.
Matthew with the question, love the show, guys. Was wondering what happened to baby T.O., a.k.a. Cordell Russell from TCU. I haven't seen him in the videos or talked about recently because he is not in Boulder yet. He will be arriving shortly this summer.
Yeah, and he had a tweet of affirmation the other day too.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
We always appreciate those.
And he chimed in when the Dylan stuff was kind of going down. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Spencer Smith, but not our Spencer.
I was gonna say, all right, Spencer with the question first, or super chat first. I've been a fan of Coach Prime since his playing days. Second, everyone needs to calm down. This is the new age of college football. Preach, brother.
Yep, amen.
He's got another one here. Some guys want to compete, some guys want it handed to them, some guys want that bag. This team is so much better than last year. Coach knows what he is doing. Sco buffs from an Auburn fan. Appreciate you, Spencer.
Thanks, Spencer. If you're anything like the other Spencer Smith,
you're good people.
We like you.
You're good people. Louise, could Dylan come back to see you next year? Did he burn the bridge? If he burnt the bridge, I'm sure he called Coach Prime. Apologize now. The door might be cracked open in the future. I don't think so.
I don't think it's a coincidence that no one has ever entered the transfer portal from Colorado and then come back, except for what's his face, the defensive lineman. But he entered the transfer portal before Coach
Chance
Prime
Maine.
Got here. Chance Maine. He entered the transfer portal before Coach Prime got here, and then transferred back after Coach Prime was here. So that doesn't count. But like I said, I don't think that it's a coincidence that once you enter the portal from Colorado, there's not a lot of people who are like, oh, I'm withdrawing my name. Or there's been zero people that withdrew their name from the portal after that.
Okay, not to get into this again, but that video that Neely and I put out on Tuesday.
It's been when Neely, seen a lot of times.
Yes. When Neely's talking about guys leaving who don't talk to their position coaches and don't talk to Coach Prime.
Yeah.
There you go. Whatever happened with LaMason Waller?
I think he's still... Is he uncommitted?
I'm pretty sure. I think he's a 25 guy, right?
I thought so.
TK asking what happened to LaMason Waller. Yeah, he's a 25 guy, so he's just starting his senior year of high school. Still has that Colorado crystal ball. We'll see. Robert, RK, when is the rematch? When is the Madden rematch with T-Cal?
Maybe this weekend. T-Cal's probably busy just throwing blows with people on Twitter. Sometimes I wish I was more like him and I wanted to go fight with people on Twitter, but I usually try to not do that. But man, he wants all the smoke.
I love it.
It's certainly entertaining. I respect it. But yeah, we can hopefully we can get some Madden in this weekend. Like I said, this time I'll stream it on my Twitch and we'll talk some buffs.
Shout out Buffed and Prime. Big Teasy with the super sticker. Character handing over a cup of coffee saying, for you.
I need it. Thank you. 2.5 hour delay while we were already in the plane yesterday.
Yikes.
One of the worst.
How many planes have you taken over the last 3 months?
I don't know, man. What sucks is I used to really like flying.
Uh-huh.
And then once I started covering the Broncos and going to all the road games.
Yeah.
There was this one time where they played 3 road games in a row. And this was back before we were a legit company. So we were scraping. Like, I'm flying Frontier, Red Eyes, just... Then, like, I wouldn't even have a hotel.
Yeah.
I would just use hotels tonight when I got to the city to cover. Or I would, like, ask another, like, member if I could, like, stay on their pull-out couch. So after that 3-week stretch of getting, like, no sleep and then just traveling, traveling has never been the same for me. Now I'm not that into it. And then, yes, things like yesterday happened. It's just like, this is why.
How are the ears? No?
Still bad.
Oh,
and man. I went to like a real doctor. So I'm doing all I can.
I believe in you, man.
Thanks. I thought I was kind of hopeful that like going on the plane would help. Like maybe it would just like make them pop or something.
No. Damn. King Mars asked Jake if he listened to the Boozy songs I sent him. I did not get to them yesterday. I apologize.
Bro, you got to at least know Wipe Me Down.
Look, man, I probably have heard it and know it. I can't place the name to the song right now. That's so fair.
We expect you to know the lyrics of the first verse tomorrow.
Okay. Gavin Gomez with the super chat that just says Quentin Griffin. Hell yeah. Hell
actually, kind of a disappointment in the end.
Quentin?
Yeah.
He had 1 year. I think it was like him and Mike Anderson were on the team.
Yeah.
I remember there was a Colts game.
But didn't one of them get hurt and then Quentin Griffin had to like carry the whole load and it just didn't really
work
out?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Honestly, very Dylan Edwards-y Quentin Griffin.
Definitely. From Oklahoma, too. Yep. He was a monster, man. Let me see. I swear it was an Indianapolis game. Yep, 28-136. Maybe he did it twice. No. Nope.
Was that the playoff game?
No, this was week 15 of the 2003 season. It was actually my birthday. That's probably why I remember that game.
I might have told this story on the show before, but I'll never forget. I think it might have been that year. The Broncos were in the playoffs against Peyton Manning and the Colts, which I used to hate Peyton Manning.
Same.
Because he owned us in the playoffs.
Yes.
And my family was at a Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
And so like we got to the Christmas party, and I went up to like the dad of the house and I was like, hey, like what TV are you guys putting the Broncos games on?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, this isn't really like that kind of party. This isn't like a watch party. This is a Christmas party. And I was like, what? So then I asked my mom, I'm like, I need to watch the game. Like the Broncos are playing in the playoffs. We need to watch the game.
Yeah.
So she like arranged for me to like go into like their bedroom and watch the game on their TV.
Yep.
And then the guy was like, telling all of the people at the party, like, yeah, like, I guess Laura's son has, like, he's really antisocial. That's why he won't be out here. He has, like, social skills problems. And so all he wants to do is sit in our room. My mom was like, what the f- are you talking about? She wants to watch the Broncos game.
Yep.
And then we got smoked by Peyton Manning again.
I think I've told this story, too. There was my parents took me to some, like, Christmas party one time. And it was like a Saturday night, I think, and the Broncos were playing the Bills. And I sat in the bar at like 12 years old by myself watching the Broncos.
Hell yeah.
What do we got next?
Now they're calling you Jaquavius.
It's crazy. Eric, Jake and RK, any news on if there will be a Coach Prime Season 3 need more ace list celebrities like you two? Thanks, man. No confirmation yet.
Yes.
Okay, confirmation.
There will be. And I'll bet you we're in it. And the people saying our names online probably aren't.
Oh, man, I wish I... Let's move on.
Okay.
Warren P. with the super sticker. Do you want this one?
Sure. Thanks, Warren. Hippo character collapses to the ground as his chair breaks while the words wrecked appear above him. Could be anyone, I guess. That's you if the Broncos draft Bo Nix.
I might just get in my car and leave, honestly. I'm not doing the show.
Wow. No, we're going to need that. That's good content.
Oh, gosh. Did you see my tweet I put out?
No. Oh, yeah, your little note. Is that your handwriting?
Yeah.
Not bad.
I have been told I have very feminine handwriting before.
That's a compliment, I think.
It's just bubbly, I guess. So,
when I used to write more, people would be like, say like something about, oh, you're a writer or something. And I would say, I'm not a writer. I am a typer, because I can't write to save my life. My handwriting is offensively bad.
That note I wrote today is probably the first time I put pen to paper in God knows how long.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
All right, well, off dropped. It's time for us to get out of here. Shout out to Carmen and everyone, our guests who came to watch the show today. Appreciate you guys.
Live guests.
Yeah.
Always love it. It was great to meet them.
I saw Sean Camp at practice today.
Nice.
Everyone's back in town, so we're probably going to see Sean tonight also.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we might see Alpine Garage Sports as well.
There you go. We will be at the Breck Farmhouse basically in a few hours for the NFL draft. We'll be live from there, but we'll be rotating in and out. We'll be hanging out, drinking beers, shaking hands.
It's what we do best.
It's what we do best. Wow, pregame show tomorrow.
Crazy. Crazy. And then the sad part is we kind of have to like cherish this.
Yeah, because it's
then,
done.
Then we head into a long drought.
Yes.
So soak up the next 48 hours of Buffs news and whatever else that comes along with it, because other than the transfer portal, which I guess we have about five more days of.
Guys, we've almost made it. We get through Tuesday and you survive the transfer portal 2024.
Yes, but also then you have to figure out, we got to figure out what we're talking about for 4 months.
We're going to make it fun. We're going to try and make it as interesting and informative as possible.
That's what we do.
And yeah, we're going to defend our turf as well.
As we always do.
As we always do. Sco Buffs.
Sco Buffs. We all silly like the mayor.